I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anytime we have Steelers news is our good friend Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. And Ray, I don't know that, you know, training camp is quite as big of a deal in some markets as it is here, but There are still a lot of people that like to go up to St. Vincent to watch the Steelers train, and I guess it sounds like that's not going to happen this year.
No, Paul, it doesn't look like it is going to happen. And, you know, as you know, a lot of the writers stay on campus, and I can tell you I go, you know, walking and jogging around that campus every morning that I stay over, and there's a little trail behind the college there that loops around to the main road that connects with Route 30. And there are cars lined up there at 8 o'clock in the morning waiting to get into campus. I mean, campus doesn't open until, I don't think, 11 a.m. or maybe even noon for a 3 o'clock practice. And people are lined up, and it's, you know, people across the country, all over the world. So, you know, one of the great traditions of the NFL looks like it's going to be ending. You know, for the Steelers, it's probably not a huge deal other than the sentimentality. I mean, they have everything they need at the South Side. They've got three practice fields, even if they have to share them with the Pitt Panthers. But I think tradition-wise, you know, it's going to be a little bit of an empty summer for the Steelers and their fans.
There's no question, Ray. I mean, I think it's, you know, just sort of a sign of what's going on this year and this season. And, you know, the hope, I'm sure, is that there'll be some semblance of fans in the stands for the games. But, you know, I think the one thing is, you know, what will be the impact financially for St. Vincent? I mean, I got to imagine they you know, the Steelers pay them something for being up there and for, you know, all the meals and everything. I mean, this is probably right. Going to have a little bit of an impact on St. Vincent, right?
Well, not only St. Vincent. I mean, the Steelers write them a fairly large check every year for them to, you know, basically take over their campus for 6 weeks. That goes without saying. They maintain their practice fields. They, you know, they get everything in order. I mean, those facilities they have at St. Vincent, you won't find better Division III football fields anywhere in the country. I mean, the Steelers really take care of those fields for those teams up there, and I'm sure they'll do it this year. They're, you know, the Steelers just won't be using them. But I think the bigger issue for the economy out there is all the local restaurants and bars. I mean, all those fans who come in from out of town, they're staying at those hotels out there. You know, they're going to the bars until late at night, you know, shutting down the bars sometimes with Steelers players, the Steelers coaches, you know, in attendance. So, I think certainly St. Vincent is going to take a hit, but I think probably the bigger hit is going to be to those businesses, you know, that line Route 30 and, you know, take in a lot of money during the summer months that, unfortunately for them, won't be there this year.
Yeah, that I didn't even think about that, but you're right. I mean, that's probably like about a month. Is that usually what they're up there for? That's a That's a substantial amount of money for, you know, for the restaurants and the bars and everything else out in Latrobe there in Greensburg area. I mean, that's it's got to be on top of what they've already lost, you know, with the shutdown of the last 8 weeks or so. I mean, that's got to make for an even tougher year for all of those people, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, after missing all that business in March, April, and May, I'm sure they were looking forward to the possibility of, you know, having those 4 or 5 weeks on campus there. But, hey, they can make it up next year. And if I know some of the guys on the Steelers beat, they'll get some of their money back.
Yep. Let's hope, put it that way, that it all works out. And like you said, training camp in the South Side won't be all that different. In terms of what they're able to do on the field, right? I mean, it'll be pretty much the same stuff, just on different fields.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they serve that facility with Pitt, you know, really from the middle of August until the end of each of their seasons every year. So there might be a little bit more of overlap this year. You know, I think Pitt usually reports, the first week of August. There might be 2 more weeks of overlap than usual, but I'm sure they'll be able to work that out. And, Pitt usually uses the field at the far end of the facility. And I think that's what will take place, here this year. And, you even have the indoor, that they can share if there's inclement weather. And those two teams are always good about, when there's rain, sort of adjusting their practice time so both of those teams can get in there and get their practices in. So I don't think it's going to be all that much different schedule-wise, but like I said at the top, I just think tradition-wise, some of the things that the players and the fans have been used to over the years, they're just not going to happen this year. And I think people expected that, but, the news finally came down today.
Yeah, and I think – it goes without saying there won't be any fans at training camp, right? I can't imagine they will have any open practices, right?
No, the only time I've seen fans inside that facility, Paul, is at Pitt practices. I mean, it's not unusual to see, a couple hundred parents and siblings and people of those types at, on those fields in the summertime. I have never seen that for a Steelers practice, and it would just be too hard logistically to even let a couple hundred fans in. The parking situation down there is horrendous, as you know, and I just don't think that would be feasible. So, and especially this year with the pandemic going on. So, the Steelers fans will, probably have to get their fill of the Steelers through our print and webpage coverage and television coverage and radio coverage this year, and hopefully next year, like you said, things can get back to normal and, it'll be a normal off season. But all those traditions and all those things that we've become used to over the years doesn't look like it's going to happen here in 2020.
No, it doesn't, but it's not really going to happen anywhere else. And, of course, I think the league will probably focus on trying to get to a point where they can have some fans in the stands. Ray, people have talked about this. And it is an interesting discussion. Do you foresee any scenario where the Steelers, well, the NFL, obviously, at large, play in front of a percentage of the capacity? In other words, like Texas is allowed to have outdoor crowds at events, but it's only 25% capacity. Could you see that?
I think any situation where these owners can recoup some of the money that they've lost, I think, you're going to see that happen. So whether it's 25% capacity now or maybe it's 50% capacity by the time September gets here, I think you might see that. I think you saw that reflected in the way the Steelers held back 50% of their individual ticket sales when they went on sale last week or 2 weeks ago. I think they're planning for something along those lines. I think the hope is, all the fans can be let in, but I mean, let's be realistic. We're sitting here June 2nd, and we just got the green light in the state of Pennsylvania. Things have moved along pretty well in the last couple of weeks, but I still think this virus is going to be around in the fall, and I think these owners and the National Football League are going to take all the precautions necessary just to make sure they have some semblance of a season. And I think that's what their goal is right now: get a 16-game season in. Fans, no fans, half of fans, we'll wait and see, but they want to play a full 16-game schedule so they can maximize that TV revenue.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think, and I've gotten a kick out of the discussion that some people want to have, that it's not feasible for the Steelers to only have, for instance, 25% capacity, because how would they possibly figure out, who to let in? And I would say probably it would be some sort of a lottery system, right? I mean, you have got 60 whatever thousand season ticket holders, and there probably would be some system in place where, if there's only 25% capacity, the most you can be eligible for is what, four games or something, or whatever, two games or four games, and then they just have a lottery that way, right?
Well, that's how they distribute Super Bowl tickets when the Steelers get to the Super Bowl. I forget what the percentage is, but I think it's only like 12 or 15% of the season ticket holders get access to those Super Bowl tickets. So I don't think it would be all that hard for them to adapt that, on a one-year basis for home games. But I got to tell you, Paul, I know a lot of season ticket holders. Almost every single one of them would rather not get picked to go to those games. They want to watch them on TV. They want to get their money back this year. And then next year, if there's a vaccine, they want to get that entire experience, because as well as I do, 50, 75% of those fans, they go down there for the tailgating. They go down there for the atmosphere, the camaraderie, as much as, walking in those gates and watching a football game too. So it's going to be interesting. If you do get picked, to go to a game, I'm sure a few fans will be happy. But I got to tell you, just personally, every season ticket holder that I've talked to would rather not get picked, and they want to get their money back.
I think the large question there, real quick, Ray, we're talking with Ray Fittipaldi of the Post Gazette, covers the Steelers. Would they get their money back, or would it be, we're just going to roll it over for your payments for next year?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even gone down that road, but it's the same principle. If you only get to go to two games, you would get 75% of your money back, or whatever it is. And those tickets aren't cheap. And the other story is, Paul, a lot of people sell those tickets on the secondary market, and that's how they pay for their tickets every single year. So that stream of revenue for the season ticket holders, that's gone now too. So this pandemic has caused a whole lot of discomfort for a whole lot of people, and certainly season ticket holders for the Steelers are certainly, some of those people.
Ray, I appreciate you taking some time, buddy, and, we'll do it again soon here. I'm sorry that you will not be able to go to Latrobe this year.
I won't miss the drive. Let's put it that way. I will miss some things up there, but certainly not Route 30.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Ray.
All right. Talk to you, Paul.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. It's Paul's Ice Show on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.